Welcome to the Writing Lessons From blogcast. I am Jenny, and here at this lovely blogcast, a lovely little dinky blogcast, every week I take a story, a film, a TV show, a book, whatever, and I break it down to try and find the creative writing lessons that we as storytellers can take from it to make our craft better. Hi, how are you? I'm all right. It's September. Huzzah! Huzzah! I love September. September is my month. Maybe not quite this year. This summer, I hate summer. I'm a summer Grinch. I think I said that last week. I am a summer Grinch. And this summer has been the worst summer on Jenny Records since Jenny Records began. Not that bad, but quite bad. Quite. I'm really glad it's September. I mean, you know, some things are still continuing on because that's life. Last week over on the mailing list, I asked if my lovely people on the mailing list could leave me a testimonial to help this blogcast find new listeners and to help grow it. And wow, I was just overwhelmed by the responses. Everyone was just so lovely. The words that they said were just... I actually really needed it because this week has been tough. It's been a tough week, despite being the first week of September. So I really, really appreciate it. If you're listening to this and you enjoy it, please hit follow wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you could leave a rating and or review, that would be awesome. Thank you so much. If you would like to join up to the mailing list, I am working on some mailing list exclusive stuff like merch and other things, and I'm hopefully going to be doing that sooner rather than later now. Mostly thanks to those people who left testimonials and just made me realize that, you know, you guys are listening. That's lovely. Thank you so much. Really made my week, and I only read them on Monday. Right, so let's get on with this. This week is a brand new Writing Lessons From, and we are looking at the WWE documentary Unreal, which is available on Netflix, aka creating a billion-dollar soap opera. There are a lot of things in this world that my husband has introduced me to. His own language. No one in my family can now say hummus properly. I had to really think about that as well. Hummus. That funny noise that I can't make, which I'm not even going to try right now. I will get it wrong. And of course, wrestling. I don't remember when I caught the wrestling bug, but it was pre-pandemic, which is how we do timings now, right? I also don't remember how long it lasted, but here I am, with a working knowledge of wrestling without the regular watching thereof. What's that? Wrestling isn't real? Sure. Okay. In what way do you mean? Because those hits are real. The risks are real. Wrestlers have died in the ring. Many more have broken their necks and ended their career with one wrong landing. Annoy your opponent in real life, act unprofessional, and you can bet those punches will be real hard too. But the rest of it? Wrestling is a show. It's a pantomime, a soap opera. There are villains, heels, and heroes, baby faces. There are stories. And that is where we're going today. Behold, the following contains minor spoilers of WWE that has already happened, but some spoilers in general for the documentary Unreal, which is available on Netflix, as is all WWE wrestling these days. In fact, their move to Netflix, away from their own subscription service, is documented in this documentary. Even if you're not a wrestling fan, if you're a storyteller, I highly recommend watching Unreal. WWE, it used to be WWF, and if you remember that, we might be the same age, has a somewhat controversial history. Let's move past that, from its small beginnings as a family-run company, flash through the political incorrectness, the misogyny, the sexual predator who started and ran the company but is apparently no longer involved. These days, one of the top cats at WWE is Chief Content Officer Triple H. The head of the writer's room in Unreal, Triple H lets us see how stories are put together in WWE, and some of the things he said were pure gold. Before we get into the writing lessons, I just want to shout out Bianca Belair. She's an incredible wrestler who makes her own outfits. Seriously, watch Unreal and you'll see her still sewing pieces together after having stayed up all night before a match. Her outfits are incredible and she obviously has much more talent than just being an amazing athlete. Just. Anyway, on to the writing. In Unreal, we get to see how the storylines in WWE work and how they're put together. The focus is mostly on the retirement year of John Cena. Doo-doo-doo-doo. And how they're going to make the most of this massive WWE legend before he leaves to become a full-time actor. It never occurred to me just how much pain he might be in after such a fulfilling career. I'm actually quite glad he's retiring from wrestling if it's causing him pain just to do his signature move. And he's a phenomenal actor. As I mentioned last week when we looked at Peacemaker, it wasn't last week. That's a typo. I need to change that. It was 2 weeks ago. Side note, I was about to apologise here. I'm using so many words like fantastic and amazing, but the truth is, I have so much respect for wrestlers. Their work ethic leaves me in awe. Not only can they not eat as much cake as I want to, they have to work all the time, often for little money. That includes travelling, not sleeping much, and taking beatings. Watch any wrestling documentary, and there are a few on Netflix, not all WWE, and you'll see what I mean. Even when you're a big star, the work patterns are insane. And you still might get trodden on. I was shocked by how CM Punk has been treated in the past. I always assumed he was a big star and got his way. His story in Unreal is incredibly moving. So much of what wrestlers do, even the big WWE superstars, is down to confidence, mindset, and hoping to catch that big dollop of luck. It's quite similar to being a writer in many ways, except that we're allowed to eat all the cake. Back to Triple H, who sent off dinging light bulbs in my head. The light bulbs ding, ding. When he said that creating a WWE story was all about following the what ifs. The thing about storytelling in wrestling is that the fans are fans in capital letters. They know these people. They don't want predictable stories, but they are so good at predicting them. It's a problem that all storytellers face. We want to keep our readers guessing. We want to keep them on their toes. We want to surprise and amaze. By following the what ifs, we can find a new angle or action that our readers might not be expecting. One exercise to do this, especially when you don't have a room full of people to bounce ideas off, is to open a document, grab a piece of paper, and write down every single idea you have for a specific thing. It could be a scene, an outcome, the next turn in your plot, whatever you're stuck on. Keep writing the ideas until you start to have to really think to come up with new ideas. What if this happened? What if that happened? What Triple H is saying is that you have to keep exploring by following these lines. What if that happened? So then what if this happened? That's when you get some of the magic, the fresh ideas your readers just weren't expecting. As Triple H says, if it becomes predictable, you have to pivot. If your ideas are feeling stale, try flipping the whole thing on its head. Try the most outrageous what if, and then follow it to see what magical places it could take your characters. Of course, doing that might lead to a dead end. That's when you go back and try the next what if, the next turning on its head, the next twist, and follow it to the end of the line. I once saw a thing online, you might have seen it too, that sometimes daydreaming is spending an hour running through a story only to reach the end and say, scrap that, let's do it again. This time, slightly to the left. That really sums up storytelling to me. The other key to WWE storytelling is building the surprise. So much of their business is pinned on the audience not knowing what's coming next. Getting that massive reaction of surprise is part of what builds the characters in the ring and gives the wrestlers the adrenaline rush to take those hits. Make as many twists as your story dictates. Keep the mystery going. Surprise your readers. Still, as Triple H points out, you always need to keep the audience satisfied. That means knowing when to surprise your readers and when to keep the predictability. For example, put twists into a romance novel, but always have the happily ever after. Spoiler alert, turn John Cena into a heel for the first time in his long career, but make sure he turns back into our hero before too long. There are expectations to be met in storytelling, and finding the balance between the mystery, the surprise, and the overall satisfaction is a difficult one. Find that line, though, and there's no other feeling quite like knowing just how good and complete you made that story. Okay, so this was basically me repeating a lot of what Triple H says in the documentary. You know, a little bit of a TLDR. I hope that is helpful if you don't want to watch the documentary. If that was helpful and it makes you want more, go and watch the documentary, because actually there's so much more in it. And if you want to know why I keep going doo 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 every time I say John Cena's name, it's part of his entrance music. And it's an in-joke in our house that if you say John Cena, you will follow it by doo 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 doo. I'm so sorry. Anyway, I'm going to go now. Have a lovely week, storytellers. Bye.